Welcome, Here's the Goods. We unwrap the marvels of mind, spirit, and the journey to our original self. Imagine, if you will, you and I are sharing a cozy cup of coffee and you lean over to ask, Kristen, why does this week feel a bit squeezed? I am so glad you asked. Let's not linger in the squeeze too long because we've got some refreshing lemonade to make. That's right. This episode is designed to be a revitalizing sip for your soul. Today, we're donning our imagination hats, allowing Holy Spirit to guide our brushes as we paint the portrait of our most authentic selves. It's about embracing that originality, that unique spark within us, and declare, yes, I can. Dare to be different, my friends, because the world is not just watching, it's counting on you. Together, we'll explore just three little words that adds up to the courage it takes to stand out and why your individuality is not just a gift to yourself, but a gift to the world. Ready to be inspired? Let's get started. Now that we are face to face with you, God, would you show us how this stuff works? Light, time, creation, angels, dimensions, and all the spiritual woo-woo. And oh, by the way, hello, I need a refresher course on Husband 101. My dog needs healing. Church, don't get me started. And how do I grow my business? Welcome to Interviewing Jesus Podcast. I'm your hostess, Kristen Wambach, author, entrepreneur, ordained pastor, helping you live life confident and spiritually brave. Join me and my guest as we unpack journeys of life, bridge the beyond, and explore a dimension where love reigns supreme. The truth is, Father loves the sassy ones. We never stop asking him really good questions. Happy week to you. How are you doing? Yay, yay, yay. I'm so glad you're here. Let's you and I jump right into his presence. Amen. Pray with me. Father, we ask that your immense love for us would traverse the airwaves and target our spirit with a flood of yes, I can. Father, wrap it up with a huge hug, a luxury bow, and a name tag with your name on it. That's you. Yes, you, listener. Yes, you, family. Yes, you can. Holy Spirit, we give you permission to open our hearts to receive. Jesus, open the door of yourself. Gather all the distractions and nail them to yourself. All the distractions. Breathe in. This is so good. And breathe out. Jesus, we thank you that you are diligently reminding us of who we are. You have always known us face to face and engineered us upon the mere horizon of your faith. And we are jointly fashioned in the same mold and image of you. You open our eyes daily to the authentic pattern of our lives, preserved in you. You are the firstborn from that womb, and we come from that same womb, which reveals our genesis. And now by faith, the faith that you, Father, have in us, we walk this day, this moment, in strength and favor. Breathe in and breathe out. And together we say, yes, I can. Again, we say, yes, I can. Amen. And so be it. Hoot-de-hoo. Oh, I love kicking it off good. Yay. One of my favorite quotes from Albert Einstein is just amazing. He says, "The one who follows the crowd will usually go no further than the crowd. And those who walk alone are likely to find themselves in places no one has ever seen before." I'll share with you a picture that's in my spiritual mind's eye, and then we will frame it with some marvelous insights, okay? Are you ready? We're going to have a good time. Put your imagination caps on, and we are ready to go. This is what I perceive. I saw essential oil, or the essence of you and I, dripping. And when I pondered the drops closely, the picture in my mind, slices of lemon being squeezed. Now, you and I have a magnifying glass, and you can look real close and see the lemon oils flowing in the lemon juice. You could see them with the magnifying glass. But the oil and the juice, they remained individual, yet they flow together in the same drop. Well, the fruit of our lives is being squeezed, which produces a rich essential oil, dripping, being collected, and the frequency of who we are is in the droplets of golden oil. Now, would you raise your hand with me, please, if any of you can relate to feeling a bit squeezed this week? Amen? Uh-huh. We are recording this particular episode during Easter week, smack dab between Good Friday, where life is being celebrated, to the shaking of all religious mindsets to murder that which has challenged our comfort zone. Jesus is about to nail any blasphemy to the cross with his own body. If we went back 2,000 years ago and imagine Jesus is listening into this podcast, he would raise his hand too. Tell me, Jesus is feeling a bit squeezed this week as well. Amen? You and I, we're those that Einstein is referring to in the quote. We find ourselves in places no one has ever seen or encountered before. Amen? That's who you and I are. That's what floats our boat. That's what you and I bring to the world. We are pioneers and leaders and discoverers of mysteries. Yep, that's who we are. We identify and know we have been crucified with Christ. We also find ourselves walking out our resurrection. We are on the other side of death. Amen? We know this firmly about ourselves. Quickly, okay, quickly, give me three words that describes you. Nope, just don't think about it too much. Just three words. Write them down if you like, or hold them in your thoughts. Three words. Say them out loud. I'm listening. Perfect. You got that? Three words. Okay. It's not hard. Now, do this with me. Okay? Take your three words about yourself and imagine squeezing them into an essential oil bottle and it catches the essence of who you are. Are they in the bottle? Okay. Now we're going to shake the bottle and we're going to make sure that the essence of who you are and those three words that you just said to me out loud, that they're mixed well. We're shaking it up. Dun, dun, dun. Imagine those three words about yourself floating around in the essential oil. Stay with me here. I have a great word picture and an application just around the corner, and it is marvelous. Remember our prayer? Yes, I can. Very good. Okay. Two perspectives for us, and I want you to think about your words in these two perspectives. Keep your words right there floating around in your bottle of essential oil. But first, let's take that bottle of essence, that essential oil, which represents you and your three words floating around that you told me. You told me three words about you. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to take that and we're going to move it out of time or off of the timeline. Okay? Yes, we can do that. How do you know that you can do that, Kristen? Okay, I love great questions. Here's just one example of Jesus encountering ahead of time. Now, as they were approaching Jerusalem, they arrived at the place of the stables near Bethany on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead and said to them, "As soon as you enter the village ahead, you will find a donkey's colt tied there that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it to me. And if anyone asks, 'Why are you taking it?' tell them, 'The master needs it and will send it back to you.'" That's from Mark 11. There's an example of Jesus moving and seeing ahead of time or out of time. Amen. He's our brother. We're made from the same mold, same image. You got it? All right. We are taking our bottle, which has been squeezed of the essence of you and I, and our three words, and they're duly mixed inside, and we're pulling it out of time. But I'm going to highlight four places of time, okay? Today. And what's today? That's you and I having this discussion and in the spirit. And it doesn't matter when you might be listening or we have this conversation. That's today. Okay. So we're pulling the bottle of the essence oil with your three words that were squeezed today and mixed together. We're pulling it out of today. And we're going to pull it out of the time frame of Jesus dying on the cross. And we're pulling it out of Jesus raised from the dead, our resurrection. We're pulling it out. And then we're going to go back to our aforesaid scripture from Romans 8:29. He has always known us face to face and engineered us upon the mirrored horizon of his faith to be jointly fashioned in the same mold and image as his son. We see the authentic pattern of our lives preserved in the incarnate one. He is the firstborn from the same womb that reveals our Genesis. We pulled it out. Here we go. You can do that. So your bottle is, let's give it a good word picture here. Say, God is holding it in his hand outside of time. That would even be outside of the cosmos. Got it? And he's holding it there. You got that? Questions for you. About those three words in the bottle, in the light of being out of these particular time frames I just highlighted. That's today, the cross, the resurrection, and being made in the same mold and image as Christ. Okay? That's where we pulled it out. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine a drop dripping of this essence on your finger. So we turned the bottle upside down, and now a drop is dripping on your finger. And maybe you still have that magnifying glass so you can look at it real close. Question. Which of your original words about you would still be part of this solution? All of them? None of them? A couple of them? I have a beautiful point to make. But first, we will, for the sake of all of us listening and having this conversation, no matter if your words, if all your words or none of your words dripped out, doesn't matter. It's a redo day. It's a do-over day. And we always get to have a do-over day in Christ. Amen? And this is going to be so easy. So we'll keep the original words that dripped out in the solution that you can see. Yep, we want those. We want to keep them. If they came out, and they're out of time, and they came out, don't make it too hard. They are originally you. They speak of you whether you're inside time or outside time. The words we're going to highlight are the words that weren't included in your original essence in the light of Christ and his gift to you. Got it? Got it in your mind? You got which words were included in that drop on your finger. You turned it upside down, right? Now we're going to ask the question for the words that aren't sitting on your finger, those words that weren't included. What is the opposite of this word? The opposite of the word you described as yourself. So is the original word that dropped in the perfect essence of yourself from the bottle being helped by, being held by Father God out of time, is the opposite, is that a better word that describes you? That's what I'm trying to communicate here, a better word that describes you. So it's opposite from your original. Okay. It does describe you better, then keep it. And keep and add all or any to the original bottle. You turn the bottle upside down to let the essence drip out in the light of being fashioned in the same mold and the same womb as Jesus. And the cross is completed. Our resurrection is alive and living. This solution, say it's a beautiful golden lemony tone essence, and the three pure words about you. They have no distractions and no limitations. Those three words are always a part of your original and authentic you. Just look at him there. Ponder those three words. Imagine you waking up every morning and agreeing with those three words. And then you walk throughout your day in those three words. And you find the authentic you rising and conquering every day. Want to know what you and I just encountered together? Want to know about our oneness? Want to know about that same mold, same womb we both are in our original Genesis? What we found right here? You're going to love this. That perfect solution, that perfect drop of the essence of you that it's been squeezed and has those three perfect pure words that describe you. They describe you in time, out of time, any day of the week. You know where we are? To go back to the very beginning is to find the world already present there, face to face with God. The one mirrors the other. The word is I am. God's eloquence echoes and concludes in him. The word equals God. The beginning mirrors the word face to face with God. The logos, the love is the source. The love of God is the source. And everything commences in him. He remains the exclusive parent reference to their existence. There is nothing original except the Word. The logic of God defines the only possible place where mankind can trace their origin. His life is the light that defines our lives. You and I just encountered John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the Passion Translation. In the beginning, the living expression was already there. And the living expression was with God, yet fully God. They were together face to face in the very beginning, and through his creative inspiration, this living expression, he made all things, for nothing has existence apart from him. A fountain of life was in him, for his life is light for all humanity. We are daily right here, always face to face with God. Sometimes we just need to walk the road, the Via della Rosa, the road that Jesus carried his cross, the road that he carried our cross on, because our cross is his cross. Sometimes we just need to walk in the Spirit with him to be reminded of his love and sacrifice for us. When we do that, words that don't authentically describe us never make it past the resurrection. They are nailed to the cross, as we were nailed to the cross. And this and every day is a do-over day. And that's why you and I can say, yes, I can. Now, take your authentic three words, which describes you and your authentic self. And every moment that you need to say them, say those words and say, yes, I can. And that, my dear family, is what the world is counting on you for. Your authentic, original self cheering us on. Yes, I can. Hooty hoot, that was good stuff. Now, go share your story. Speak in the authentic voice of your three words about you, remember? And yes, God would easily describe you in a way that would fill the books of heaven. But today, we focused on three. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. Ooh, that's just three too. Oh, I had so much fun. I love it when Holy Spirit just encourages us, amen, encourages us to realize we're right here. We're in this yes, I can, in face-to-face with God, in our original Genesis with Him. You are invited to pop over to the show notes. I have a bunch of goodies there for you. And I also invite you to stay connected. Hit one of the subscribe pop-ups that are there. It is so much fun to put names and faces together with you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being a part of my day. That wasn't so hard, was it? We just had to come up with three words, and we had to deal with, well, we felt kind of squeezed this week, but God manages to bring forth this perfect, pure essence. We call you your name, and we call me my name, Kristen, and that perfect essence is something that you and I have the privilege to walk and be and to grow and change for the world and for ourselves and for our family every day. Thanks for being a part of my day. I pray for you always, and who knows what journey the Lord will take us on for next week. I love you. Bye now.